This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laura Fuhrman. The weekend attack on a village in northeast Nigeria blamed on the Boko Haram jihadist group left at least 110 people dead. This is the latest from the UN humanitarian coordinator in country speaking on Sunday. Edward Callan also said that the Saturday massacre was the most violent direct attack against innocent civilians this year. The killings took place in the village of Kashobe near the main city of Maiduguri, with assailants targeting farmers on rice fields. The victims were reportedly among laborers from Sokoto State in northwestern Nigeria, which is roughly 1,000 kilometers away. They had traveled to the northeast to find work. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari condemned the attack, saying the entire country has been wounded by these senseless killings. The attack took place as voters went to the polls in long-delayed local elections in Borno State. And 64 migrants, including a pregnant woman and several children, were rescued in the English Channel in the past 24 hours as they were seeking to reach Britain aboard rickety vessels. This is what the French maritime authorities are reporting on Sunday. A first group of 45 migrants were spotted Saturday near the northern French port of Dunkirk aboard a small craft in difficulty, a first statement said. Responders and border police took charge of the migrants who were put ashore in Calais in the early evening. Then early Sunday, a French customs patrol boat rescued a second group of 19 migrants some 18 kilometers south of Boulogne-sur-Mer. They were handed over to police, it added. Increasing numbers of people have attempted the sea crossing from France to Britain since 2018. On Saturday, the two countries signed an accord aimed at shutting down the route, which calls for French patrol boats to be doubled. This is VOA News. Here are some of the latest global developments in the coronavirus crisis. Around 9,000 runners take part in the Shanghai International Marathon, according to Chinese media. It's a rare mass event in a year where coronavirus led to many events being canceled or postponed. Contrary to the prestigious New York, Berlin, Boston, and Chicago marathons, the Shanghai event goes ahead with virus prevention measures in place, and despite some recent cases of the virus in the city. France's highest administrative court tells the government to revise orders stipulating that churches can only admit 30 believers for each service, regardless of the size of the place of worship. The ruling comes after Catholic associations filed objections with the court to the government restrictions, saying they were unnecessary, disproportionate, and discriminatory. The coronavirus-delayed Tokyo Olympics could cost $1.9 billion more than the original budget of $13 billion. That's a 15% increase, says a new report. The Olympic organizers will formally decide the increased budget for the Games as early as mid-December after communicating with the Japanese government and the host city of Tokyo. The 2020 Games, pushed back a year as COVID-19 spread around the globe, are now scheduled to open on July 23rd. 2021. A surge in coronavirus cases in the U.S. city of San Francisco put that city under a curfew beginning on Monday and triggered other virus-related restrictions, the city has announced. The curfew requires non-essential businesses to close and prohibits members of different households from gathering between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. until December 21st, says the mayor. NBA players begin daily COVID-19 tests this weekend ahead of next month's start of the 2020-2021 season under health and safety procedures outlined by the league to clubs. The guide unveiled Saturday details protocols regarding the upcoming campaign set to start December 22nd, with preseason contests opening December 11th and training camps launching next week. The virus has so far killed over 1.4 million people since its outbreak emerged in China last December. More than 62 million cases of the virus have been registered. The U.S. is the worst affected country, followed by Brazil, India, Mexico. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.